CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 2nd of July 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar. High altitude balloon launch. Alexanderson Day. Don't forget that the RSGB's next Tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday the 3rd of July, when Eric P. Nichols, KL7AJ, will be presenting Receiving Antennas Are Different. The Tonight at 8 webinars are live streamed for free on the RSGB's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch the presentations and ask questions online. You can find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The team from High Impact, based on the Wirral, is planning another high-altitude balloon launch, this time working alongside staff and pupils from West Kirby School and College. They will launch a high-altitude balloon at 11 a.m. on the 11th of July from their usual location in Kilcoeth near Welshpool in Wales. They will be running an HAB Duino and encourage all amateurs and shortwave listeners to upload telemetry to Sonda Hub. The frequency will be 434.650 MHz upper sideband, transmitting 50 baud RTTY, 425 Hz shift, and using 8 November 1 data format. The call sign is Whiskey Kilo Romeo Sierra _ Hotel Alpha Bravo. More information can be found on High Impact's Facebook page and on Twitter via High Impact Consult. Today is Alexanderson Day, and the Alexander Association plans to activate the Grameton VLF transmitter. The transmitter is located in Sweden and is the only remaining example of an early radio transmitter known as an Alexanderson alternator. To read more about the Alexander Association, visit tinyurl.com/AlphaLimaEchoXRayDeltaAlphaYankee23. Marcus, G0IJZ, has recently carried out antenna modelling of the Grameton VLF antenna using NEC5 software. You can read more about this on a blog that Marcus has contributed to via tinyurl.com/MikeWhiskeyAlphaLimaDeltaEchoNovember. Amateurs are reminded that special call sign Golf Bravo 23 Charlie, used to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla, stopped being available for use on Friday the 30th of June. The availability of special call signs GB23BAA to GB23BZZ, used for B-Connect events, also ended at the same time. The optional Romeo Coronation Regional Secondary Locator prefix is also no longer available for use. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on the morning of Monday the 3rd of July, tomorrow. This is to allow time for work to install a new amateur TV display. Following the work, the centre plans to reopen around lunchtime. This year, the popular British Inland Waterways on the Air event will take place between the 26th and 28th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk, and follow the BIWOTA 2023 link. And now for details of rallies and events. There's a rally in Norfolk today, but you won't be going to that. The Cornish Radio Amateur Rally will take place on Sunday the 9th of July at Penair School, Touro, Cornwall, postcode Tango Romeo 19, 1 Tango November. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission is £3. There will be traders bringing by in club stalls. Car parking and catering available on site. Contact is Ken, G0FIC, on 01209-821-073. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally in Carbutso will take place on Sunday, the 16th of July. The venue will be Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission will be £3 per person, £10 per table for traders. Berkshire Lowland Search and Rescue will be in attendance to provide first response service. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work F1IEH, who is active as Tango Mike 100 Golf Papa Foxtrot in celebration of the 24 Hours of Le Mans event. The special call sign's suffix stands for Grand Prix de France. The motor race held in June 1906 that's become known as the first Grand Prix, QSL via F1IEH's home call. As part of the Crank It Up, STEM event at Beamish Museum today, the Bishop Auckland Radio Amateur Club is operating special event station Golf Bravo 4 Bravo Mike from the 1950s Welfare Hall. They will be operating a range of amateur radio equipment covering HF voice, HF data, VHF, FM, SSB, DMR and internet assisted modes. The digital and internet assisted stations are being run by the Extended Freedom Network team and will allow the special event station to be contacted by a very diverse range of connection types from across the world. For further details, visit extendedfreedom.network. Commemorating the role that radio and radio amateurs had in rescuing the survivors of the airship Italia disaster, special call signs RT95NS, RT95MS and RT95KG are active until the 12th of July. The suffixes memorialise the radio amateurs who first picked up the SOS call on the 3rd of June 1928. And radio operators on board two of the ships that participated in the search and rescue operations. Romeo 1 Lima Kilo will also be active on board the amateur radio station of the Krasin, the icebreaker that reached the castaways on the 12th of July 1928. Certificates will be available on hamlog.online for contacts made with these stations. Now the DX News. Don K6ZO will be active at 7 Quebec 6 Mike from northern Malawi until possibly the end of July. He expects to put special emphasis on the 6-meter band during his visit. He's joined by Jerry W1IE and Bill KC4D today. Their operations will likely be restricted to the evening hours of 1800 to 0 hours UTC, and occasionally the early morning hours of 0300 to 0500 UTC. See qrz.com for QSL information. Roland F8EN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only, usually on the 30 to 10 meter bands, QSL via S6AJA. Now the contest news. The VHF National Field Day Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, using all modes on the 6, 4 and 2 meter bands, also 70 centimeters and 1.3 gigs, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Also today, the third 144 megs Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Monday the 3rd of July, the 80-meter Club Championship CW Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal port and serial number. On Tuesday, 4th of July, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal port, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the extended signal port, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the extended report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The IARU HF Championship starts its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and ITU zone. The UK is in zone 27. On Sunday the 9th of July, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24, 47 and 76 gig frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 29th of June, 2023. The solar flux index stayed in the 150s and 160s last week, which is good news for HF propagation. From a flare and CME perspective, we've been lucky in that we've only had a few solar flares, all of which have been C or M class. As a result, the KP indexes remain fairly low, being in the range of 1 to 3 after the rise to a KP of 5 on the 25th of due to the solar wind's magnetic field, or BZ, tipping south. We are, however, still in the summer doldrums, so daytime DX is limited thanks to D-layer absorption. We still recommend checking the bands at night as the MUF over 3,000 km is still exceeding 14 MHz and often reaching 18 MHz at times. During the day, sporadic E may still keep you entertained on the higher HF bands. Daytime critical frequencies are around 5.2 to 6.7 MHz according to the Dürr ionosonde, which means you may find close-in contacts tricky on the 40-meter band at times, whereas more DX distances are still fine. Near vertical incident skywave, NVIS, 40-meter signals may not be returned to Earth with that critical frequency. Looking ahead, active sunspot region 3354 was pointing directly at the Earth on Thursday, but has so far been behaving itself with mostly C-class flare events. It's still the most likely candidate for a coronal mass ejection, CME, over the weekend. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center has the solar flux index declining to 130 before picking up later in the week to perhaps 145. The KP index should remain around 2 unless we have a CME, which could see it rising to 5 with the attendant lowering of the MUF. Meanwhile, you can get an idea of the best times to work various parts of the world by using the free Propy software at soundbites.asia/propy or via voacap.com. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The next week or so looks likely to continue in a very unsettled theme, with low pressure residing over Scandinavia for much of the time and producing a west or northwesterly pattern over the UK. This will mean that tropo propagation will not be a large part of our operations during the period ahead. On the other hand, the frequency spells of fronts with prolonged rain or heavy summer showers will make rain scatter modes a good use of time on the gigahertz bands. Talking of scatter modes, we are not in a major meteor shower at present, so random meteor is a good fail-safe that can entail spending a lot of time in the process. The solar conditions, as previously mentioned, can be unsettled at the moment, and thus there's a potential for radio aurora if the KP index goes above 7 or so. even though daylight makes visible events unlikely at this time of the year. Lastly, the sporadic situation is still our primary focus as we move into July. Days with good jet stream activity over Europe are good signs, whereas a high KP index or solar flares are generally not so good. Of course, there are many other parameters involved, and one of the critical components is likely to be the random meteor count, which always shows how much meteor debris might be available to make the sporadic patches. In a roundabout way, if you monitor the meteor pings, you might get a feel for how the sporadic prospects are stacking up. The moon declination is negative all week, so there will be short moon windows. Tuesday's perigee means that path losses are at their lowest for the month. 144 megs sky noise is high this weekend, but falling back to low levels by the end of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. At 6 p.m. on the 7th of July, Callum G5XDX is holding a Zoom discussion on Ofcom's current amateur radio consultation. The event will be hosted via the G8ROC Zoom room, and details can be found on the g8roc.org.uk website. Callum is based in Cornwall, and it's hoped that attendees from all of Cornwall's clubs and groups will attend. It's open to all with an interest in the future of the hobby. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. And the online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And from the Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See HotelRomeoNovember.world. Now for the Bristol area. On Tuesday, Bath and Dietrich's Amateur Radio Club will be having a social evening from 10 p.m. On Wednesday, the club has a net on 145.250 megs from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an open house and on the air night. Contact is inquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie.co.uk. There's more going on over in Wales. Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA, and the contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall. Postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with EchoLink connection via GB3YA-Romeo, which are both owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 megs, CTC SS 94.8. with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595 103 or visit Mike Charlie 0 Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff. Postcode CharlieFox.146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors, and the club has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Robert, GW0RQC, will be giving a presentation entitled SOTA, Being a Chaser, on Thursday at the Society's clubhouse. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-us. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru is now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, postcode November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The club meets every other week on a Monday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. The club has a D-Star net on DCS002B on a Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. There's also an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 megs lower sideband at 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY on 0747 363 0005. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has now moved to Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee, where there's greater availability of car parking space and better access to the main bus route stops. Contact John on 01443-432-542 for more details. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Bowles Centre, Cleveland's Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. The contact is mikealphatango.kilonovemberindiagolfhoteltango@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after codes down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.